From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A defense spokesman said a coalition airstrike Friday near the town of al-Shaddadi targeted Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shishani, or Omar the Chechen. He's described as the IS Minister of War. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University questions the value of taking out so-called high-value targets as a way of destroying the IS group.
It's not even clear that removing the very, very top guys really has a meaningful effect in terms of reducing the ability of the group to mount operations or in terms of expediting the demise of the organization.
The U.S. had placed a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head. He was a Syrian-based Georgian national who held numerous top IS posts. Political talks between Syria and the opposition are set to resume Wednesday, although key players will likely be absent. A spokesperson for UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said some participants will not arrive until March 13 or 14. The talks are aimed at ending a five-year conflict that has killed more than 250,000 people and driven millions of others from their homes. Niger's opposition coalition announced Tuesday it's dropping out of this month's presidential election runoff, calling the entire system unfair. The Coalition for Political Change in Niger denounced the results of the first round, won by incumbent President Mahamadou Issoufou, as grotesque and cooked up. It says its candidate, Hama Amadou, will not participate in the second round scheduled March 20th, but promised to keep working to keep Mr. Issoufou from winning another term. This is VOA News. Iran said it carried out two more ballistic missile tests Wednesday, describing them as a show of deterrent power. Tuesday, it conducted a series of missile tests at several sites across the country. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the tests were not a violation of the international nuclear deal with Tehran, but may violate a U.N. Security Council resolution.
The United States is going to continue to deepen our coordination with our other allies and partners in the region to try to counter Iran's ballistic missile program. The truth is there already are other sanctions and prohibitions that are in place that are intended to mitigate or even limit Iran's ballistic missile program.
The tests come 2 months after the U.S. imposed new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies linked to missile activity. Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia say they're no longer allowing migrants to pass their borders with no plans for asylum, effectively closing off the so-called Balkan route taken by many migrants headed for wealthier nations. Meanwhile, UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday it's concerned parts of an EU-Turkish plan to stem the flow of refugees and migrants to Greece, including a possible blanket return of individuals, may violate international law. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
On the face of what appears to have been agreed, we are concerned about any arrangement that involves the blanket return of all individuals from one country to another without sufficiently spelled out refugee protection safeguards in keeping with international obligations.
EU leaders have expressed confidence a full agreement can be reached with Turkey at a summit next week. Tunisian security forces killed five suspected militants in new clashes near its Libyan border Tuesday, following Monday's attack on the border town of Ben Guardain, in which 55 were killed. U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook says the U.S. continues to watch the threat the Islamic State poses in Libya closely.
Watch the metastasis of ISIL in Libya. We believe that the ISIL in Libya does pose a threat that merits significant scrutiny by the United States. We've demonstrated a willingness to take out ISIL leadership in Libya. We'll continue to watch the situation very carefully. This metastasis in ISIL and elsewhere is part of our campaign against ISIL. It is not just Iraq and Syria.
Tunisia has had to grapple with extremists on both its eastern and western borders. In U.S. presidential politics, New York real estate developer Donald Trump added three more states to his column of Republican Party presidential primary victories Tuesday, winning Mississippi, Michigan, and Hawaii. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took Mississippi, but lost Michigan to rival Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In Asia market activity, equities lost ground Wednesday as further evidence mounts of a weakening in the Chinese economy. China Tuesday released a report showing a sharp drop-off in exports. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.